Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Ve salatu ve selamu ala seyyidil mürselin. Amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. As-salatu ve selamu aleyke ya Nebiyallah. Ve ala alika ve ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers, welcome back to our program, Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, in this particular program, we speak about which habits should exist in a Muslim and which habits a Muslim should stay away from. Inshallah, Azzawajal, another topic today, but as per usual, Inshallah, Azzawajal, before we begin, we will recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and also listen to a blessing of reciting Durood e Paak upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He mentions that one person, he came in the court of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am struggling financially. I've got issues related to poverty. Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please give me a solution to these problems. Now, our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he gave one particular wazifa to this individual. Allahu Akbar. Today, you know, we hear about wazifas. But this wazifa, this solution that I'm going to be speaking about today, inshallah, this is a wazifa and a solution that was given by the best of creation, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, that I will give you 3 points. What were those 3 points? First of all, he says, that whenever you enter your home, then give salam to the people of the household. Now, if there's no one home, then still give salam, inshallah, azawajal. So the first Madani pool that we learn is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to this individual, that whenever you enter your home, give salam, inshallah, azawajal. Even if there's no one at home, give salam. Now, before I move on to the second point and the third point, it's my humble request to you. Act upon this Madani pool. Whenever you enter your home, especially if someone's there, give salam, inshallah. And if there's no one there, give salam as well. Inshallah, we will gain the blessing of this narration. But there's one Madani pool that I would like to mention here. That, you know, today, we want our children to become good. We want them to have good manners. We want them to pick up good things. You know, remember one thing in regards to children. They pick up what they see. Now, if you enter your home and you give salam to your family, inshallah, azawajal, you will see after a short period of time, your child will also give salam, inshallah. If you say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, inshallah, azawajal, when they come into the house, they will also say this. If your family that is sitting there, when you come into the house and you give salam and they say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, inshallah, azawajal, after a short period of time, whenever you enter the home and you give salam, inshallah, your child will give the reply to this salam, inshallah. So one Madani pool, inshallah, azawajal, whenever you enter the home, inshallah, azawajal, give salam, whether someone is home or whether there's no one at home. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first thing he said to him is that whenever you enter the home, give salam. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you enter the home, recite Durood e Paak upon me. Subhanallah, meaning send salam upon me. So whenever you enter the home, recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. This is one form of the durood as well. There's others, there's longer, there's shorter than this as well. But this is one form of the durood sharif, inshallah. So the first point was whenever you enter the home, give salam, inshallah. Number two, recite Durood e Paak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the third point that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him was recite Surah Ikhlas when you enter the home. Meaning, Qul huwallahu ahad. This particular surah, read this once when you enter the home, inshallah, azawajal. And so, what happened was this person who was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard this solution to his problem and he started to act upon this. Now, dear viewers, let me tell you exactly what happened next. It's mentioned that this person who came to complain about issues relating to poverty, issues relating to financial problems. It's mentioned that because he started to act upon these 3 points, because he started to act upon this wazifa given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after a short period of time, yes, only a short period of time passed, it's mentioned that he had so much barakat in his sustenance. He had so much barakat in his wealth. And not only did he have barakat in his wealth, in his sustenance, no, it's mentioned in narrations that because of acting upon this particular wazifa given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gained the blessings. His neighbors, they also had a blessing in their wealth, in their sustenance as well. Not only does he finish there, it's further mentioned that after he acted upon this wazifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself, his neighbors, and his relatives, they all gained this blessing in their sustenance, alhamdulillah, ya Azza wa Jal. So dear viewers, if you are going through financial problems, or if you know anyone that is going through financial problems, give them this wazifa, act upon this wazifa, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see blessings in your sustenance, you will see blessings in your risk, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and it will be Medina, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So those points again, just to confirm, whenever you enter the home, inshallah Azza wa Jal, give salam, whether there's someone home or not. Recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the final point is recite Surah Ikhlas once whenever you enter home. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see blessings in this world. You will see blessings in your sustenance and wealth. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will see blessings in the hereafter, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, in regards to today's topic, one beautiful story that I would like to start with, inshallah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned that one pious person, he says that I was in the masjid. Now what happened was, in the masjid, as there's other people there as well, there was also one poor person, and there's also one rich person in the masjid amongst other people. Now what happened is, the poor person, he finished his namaz, and then he started to make dua in the court of Allah. He was saying, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I want to eat so-and-so thing. I want to have so-and-so dish to eat today. Not only that, he was further saying that I want to eat so-and-so sweet dish as well. So I want to eat a main course and also I want to have a sweet dish. Now, just for an example, he was saying that I wanted to eat chicken biryani and I wanted to eat sweet rice, for an example. So what happened was, he was making this dua in the court of Allah that I want to eat these particular dishes today. And he's mentioned that the businessman, the rich person that was sitting nearby him, he started to think negative. He thought to himself that this person, he is saying this dua. And he's not only saying this dua, he's saying this dua loudly. So he makes me here. And he knows I'm rich, so I can give him some food and I can give him some money. But he thought to himself, I'm not going to give him any money. I'm not going to give him any food. Because he's trying to make me here. So what happened here? He had a negative thought. He assumed negatively at this particular time. The poor person, he continued his dua. He finished his dua and then he went to sleep in the masjid. Now what happened was, after a short period of time, one young man, he entered the masjid. He had a tray in his hand and he had some food in that tray and he had a chadar, he had a shawl on top of that particular tray. Now what happened? He went to that poor person. He woke him up and he goes, this is for you. Now the poor person, he woke up and he picked up the tray, took the chadar off the tray, and exactly the same food that he requested earlier, exactly the same food was on the tray. Allahu Akbar. So for example, our example was chicken biryani and sweet rice. Now what happened is, the same dishes that he requested in the court of Allah moments ago, this had arrived on a tray for him. Now what happened is, this poor person, he started to eat and he only ate a little bit and he gave the individual the food back. And he gave him dua that may Allah reward you, thank you for giving this. He thanked him also at the same time. Now that individual who bought the food, what happened now? He was leaving the masjid and this businessman, remember the businessman, he was watching this whole scene. And he went to that individual and he goes that, do you know this poor person? He goes, I don't know him. He goes, what do you mean you don't know him? You just came, you gave him food, and now you're saying you don't know the person. What do you mean you don't know him? The individual said that these dishes which I gave to this poor person, these dishes, my children, they were requesting for these dishes for a very long time. Because I'm a poor person as well. I couldn't afford to give food, this particular food, to my kids. But today, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, by the grace of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed me a lot of wealth. I've had a very good day of work and I've had a lot of money to take home today. And so I said to my wife that, please cook so and so food today, because alhamdulillah, I've had a good day of work. Now he says to the businessman that whilst my wife was cooking this food, because I was really tired, I went to sleep. He goes, my eyes, my physical eyes, they closed, but the eyes of my heart are open. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, he's seen the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Subhanallah. What a beautiful dream, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that he's seen the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua that may Allah azza wa jal allow us, may Allah azza wa jal allow you to also see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream, inshallah azza wa jal. So this individual, he falls asleep and he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. Now what happened is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, that in your local masjid, in your locality, a pious person, a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah has come to your locality. This wali of Allah, he has read his namaz. Now he has requested the same food that you are cooking in your home, your wife is cooking in the home. he has requested the same food from the court of Allah. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, that go and take the food that your wife has cooked, serve it to this individual. He will only eat a little bit of food, but he will give you a lot of du'as, and you will receive a lot of blessings in your sustenance, inshallah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave the further good news. He goes, if you act upon this, if you give this poor person and this pious person some food, I guarantee you that you will enter Jannah, inshallah. Now this person here walk, he goes, look, first of all, I've seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. Then not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me a task to do. And not only that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me, that if you perform so and so task, then inshallah azawajal, you will enter Jannah, inshallah. So he told this whole incident to this businessman who, remember, a few moments ago, whilst he was making dua, he thought negative that this person is just trying to make me here. Now what happened? The businessman, when he heard this incident, his head lowered in shame. He thought to himself, look, this is a pious person of Allah. This person who was requesting dua in the court of Allah for so and so food, he was a pious person of Allah. He was a wali of Allah. He was a friend of Allah. And I thought negative of him. Then he said to the individual who bought the food, that look, I will give you so much money, but please allow me to have a share in this particular food. Person, he goes, no. No chance. You can't have any share, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for this task has told me that I will enter Jannah. He goes, look, I will give you money, I will give you gold, but just allow me to have a little bit of share in the food that you have bought today. He goes, listen, he was Ashiq al-Rasul. He goes, look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told me that I will enter Jannah if I act upon this task. Even, listen to what he says next. He says, even if you give me all the wealth of this particular world, I will still never allow you to have a share in this particular food. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a beautiful incident, first of all. But on the other hand, negative thinking, assuming bad of another person. Dear viewers, unfortunately, this is very common in our society. And it's something that has destroyed our society as well. That people, due to their negative thinking, they walk into one room, but because of their negative thinking, the doors of many sins are also opened due to this one sin of negative thinking. And there's one more thing you pulled that I will mention here. Today, you know, if you wanted to rob someone, you would have to go to them, you'll have to face someone to rob them. But dear viewers, this sin of badgumani, this sin of negative assuming bad of a person, this is such an action that you don't need anyone with you to perform this sin. Because this is such a sin that it's done in the heart. And it continues and continues and continues, where the doors of many other sins open. And Allah Azawajal in the Holy Quran, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, our Holy Quran is the book of guidance. Allah Azawajal in the Holy Quran has mentioned, and this ayah is from the translation of Kanzul Iman. O believer, avoid excessive assumptions. Indeed, some assumptions become sin. And it's mentioned in the tafsir of this particular ayah, that this is because a Muslim should be careful about all of his assumptions and ponder about the kind of assumptions he has experienced. Allahu Akbar. And dear viewers, remember, there are two types of assumptions, thinking. First of all is the negative thinking, which we've just heard about, which is called badgumani. And at the same time, the other type of thinking assumptions is positive assumptions. This is called husnizan, when you think positive for someone. Unfortunately, today in our society, like I've just mentioned, negative assumptions, doing badgumani, thinking of negativity for other people, this has become very common in our society to such an extent that it's destroyed many families. Friends for years and years and years, their friendship has been destroyed. Why? All because it started with negative thinking. Allahu Akbar. This is such an evil action. And you know, dear viewers, it's very important that if this particular sin exists amongst us, if we actually perform this sin, then it's very important that we learn about this and at the same time refrain from this particular sin. Because you know, remember, you know the diseases of the heart, there's many diseases of the heart, and one of the diseases of the heart is assuming bad for another person, badgumani, like we have just said. This is such an action. And you know, the heart diseases, you know, today, if someone's got a heart problem, the person goes to the best doctor. He goes to the best hospital to try to get some cure for that particular problem. But what's the maximum a heart disease of this world will do? The maximum it will do is take a person's life. But dear viewers, the diseases related to the heart, the spiritual side, like badgumani, for example. These are so dangerous particular sins that it's mentioned that they will not only take your life, but these are so dangerous that they will take your iman. Remember, iman is the most beloved thing that we have. It's mentioned that if one person, he's got everything in this world, but if he does not have iman, he has got nothing, in other words. But that person who has got very little, he hasn't got that much wealth, he hasn't got even hardly a house to stay in. But if that person, he has iman, he has everything. So protecting our iman is very important, and we must learn about these heart diseases so we can protect ourselves from these heart diseases, inshallah. And I would like to mention here that some of them might be thinking that, brother, I don't think negative of a person. I don't do badgumani. I don't have bad assumptions for people. It's a very good point. But let's do a test, inshallah. Let's find out if this particular disease exists in our heart. Now, for example, one common thing, especially in today's day and age, that you phone someone today. Now, the person, the phone's ringing, first of all. Now, your heart starts to pump a bit quicker than, listen, this person is not answering my phone call. Then it rings more. Then your heart is pumping that this person is not answering my call. And then all of a sudden, it goes to answer machine. Now, what happens is badgumani starts. That person, he's gone big in the world now. He's got money now. He's got homes now. He's got businesses now. He's not going to answer my call. That person, he doesn't like me. That person, he doesn't speak to me properly. He's just ignoring my calls. This is just a few examples. This is badgumani. Instead of thinking positive that, look, this person could be busy. He could be engaged in some particular activity. We start thinking negative. This person doesn't like me. He's ignoring me. This, that. This is negative thinking, dear viewers of Madani Channel. That instead of thinking positive, we think negative. Now, then what happens? 2 minutes, only 2 minutes pass. Then we phone the person again. Again, our heart starts to race. Now we're thinking, look, he missed my call earlier on. Now, after only 2 minutes, he's not answering my call again. Then he goes to voicemail, and then we're thinking to ourselves, again, he's not answering my call. He doesn't like me. I've phoned him twice. What kind of person is he? That I've phoned him 2 times, and he's still not answering my call. Dear viewers, this is badgumani. Now, in regards to this particular scenario, in regards to the phone that I mentioned, just think to yourself, in regards to thinking positively, when you are reading namaz, do you answer your phone? No, we don't. We don't answer our phone when we are reading namaz, because at that time, our focus is on our namaz, in worshipping Allah. Think to yourself, when you are sleeping, you know, today the way people sleep is so knocked out. Even a person calls 100 times, we won't hear it because we're that knocked out. When you are sleeping, do you answer the calls you're receiving? No, you don't. When you wake up, that's when you answer the call. Now, one person, he has gone to the washroom. He has gone to the bathroom. At that particular time, does he take his phone with him in the toilet? No, he doesn't. Now, one person, he's reading the Holy Quran. When you are reading the Holy Quran, do you answer your call? No, you don't. So when all these positives are there for us, think to yourself, someone is not answering our call. Why do we automatically think negative? Why don't we think that maybe he's reading his namaz? Why don't we think that maybe he's reading the Holy Quran? Why don't we think that maybe he's busy in some other activity? Maybe he's serving his parents. Maybe he's driving. When we are driving, we don't answer our phone. Why? Because it's illegal. Across the whole world, it's illegal to use your phone while you're driving. You're phoning someone, and then badgumani starts that this person is not answering my call. But what if he's driving? He can't answer your call. You don't answer your call when he's driving. Maybe he's driving. So it's very important that instead of jumping to conclusions, instead of jumping to negativity, we try to think positive. And our pious saints, alhamdulillah, they have mentioned that before you think even a negative thought, before you think of any negativity about a person, try to think 70 excuses that person will have before you think any negativity. Maybe he's took his mother to the hospital. Maybe he's took his father to the hospital. Maybe he's taken his children to the hospital. Maybe they're not well. We should always think positive. Now, another example that I'll give you. Today is the day and age of WhatsApp. We use WhatsApp a lot. Now, dear viewers, it's become very easy as well. Now, you see someone who's online. You send them a message. Now, what happens? First tick, then second tick, then blue ticks. Now, someone has seen your message, but then he's gone offline. Now, what starts happening in our hearts? What kind of person is he? He's seen my message as well. The ticks were blue as well. And he still ignored me. He still never answered my call. He never still answered my message. Dear viewers, again, think positive. Think to yourself, You know, like, for example, you're using your phone and it's at 1%. You're trying to do as much things as you can whilst it's at 1%, and then all of a sudden, talk. Now, you've just seen someone's message and the phone has gone off. And it's not your fault. Your battery has died. Now, until you don't charge the phone again, you won't be able to answer that message. Same thing. He's seen your message. What about if his battery's died? Instead of thinking that, oh, look, he's ignoring me. What if his battery's died at that time? What about if he's in such a position, such a place, that he can't answer your message at that particular time? He's seen your message. He's seen it. But at the same time, he can't answer your message. Same way, dear viewers, we should try to avoid negative thinking. We should try to think positive for our fellow Muslims. Inshallah, if we think positive for them, inshallah, it'll be Medina, Medina. Our society, this will become positive again, inshallah, azawajal. And dear viewers, in regards to positivity and negativity, you know, a person who's negative, even the person doesn't like, and people don't they like that person. A negative person is such a person that his mind's always stuck. A person who's negative, he doesn't see the correct path. The paths are closed for him. So it's very important that we think positive for our fellow Muslims. And in regards to negativity, dear viewers, it's not only that, you know, we think negativity and people don't like us. No, a person develops a lot of health conditions due to negativity. And some of those I'd like to mention in front of you today, that in regards to negativity, it's mentioned that a person, he starts to develop one disease which is called obsessive compulsive disorder. That he's always thinking. The person can't sleep at night. He can't have any peace in his life. He can't have any sukoon in his life. Why? Because all the time he's thinking negative. Now the person that you're thinking negative about, maybe he's enjoying his life. He's having a happy life. But you, because he's going up in the world, your heart is burning. And you know, a lot of the things that you're thinking about that person, they don't even exist inside him. And you're just thinking negative, you're spending your nights, there's no sukoon in your life. So dear viewers, try to think positive. You have to think positive for our fellow Muslims. And in regards to that beautiful incident that I was going to mention, it's mentioned that there was a gang of robbers. Now what happened was, they went one city to another city to rob people. Now what happened is, the night approached, and they approached a house of a pious person. Now this was a pious person who used to live in this house. Now they started to dress as the pious people, as they were in the way of Allah Azawajal. Now what happened is, when this pious person of Allah, he's seen these people, he automatically realized that these people are traveling in the way of Allah. He goes, look, you can stay in my house today. Not only can you stay in my house, but I will serve you with beautiful food today, inshallah Azawajal. So it's mentioned that these gang of robbers who were dressed in the state of the pious people as they were traveling in the way of Allah Azawajal, they stayed at this person's house. He served them food. He let them stay in his home for the night. And then the next morning, they went in the area again to rob people. Now what happened is, in the evening when they came back to this pious person's house, they seen something that astonished them. Last night when they stayed in the house, they seen that this pious person, he had a disabled child in the house. Now this same child had no disability. So they asked him, listen, wasn't this child disabled yesterday? He goes, yes, my child was disabled as of until yesterday. But today he's no longer got any disabilities. They go, how come? What's the reason? How come his disabilities have been cured? He goes, alhamdulillah, this is due to your blessings. When I seen that you people who are traveling in the way of Allah, when you told me that you are traveling in the way of Allah, when you had food on the dastakhan, on the mat, when you drank the water and then you went to sleep, the leftovers from your food, what did I do? I gave the leftover food to my son. And then the water from you pious people, alhamdulillah, I rubbed the water from your leftover onto my son's body. And because of the blessings of you pious people who are traveling in the way of Allah, Allah Azawajal has cured the disability of my son. Allahu Akbar. Now those thieves, those robbers, they started crying. They thought to themselves, they listen, we are not pious people of Allah. We are thieves, we are robbers. They told him that, look, you've got a misunderstanding. We acted as we are traveling in the way of Allah, but we are robbers, we are thieves. And dear viewers, one point that we learned from this particular parable is, did you see? This individual, this pious person, had a positive thought. He thought these people were pious, they were good people. He gave their leftovers to his son. He gave their leftover water and he rubbed it onto his son's body. And alhamdulillah, by the blessing of thinking positive, Allah removed the disability of his son. So this is the blessings of positivity. This is the blessings of thinking positive for other people. But unfortunately today, in our society, we don't think positive for other people. We don't have positivity in our heart. Dear viewers, develop positivity. If any negative, and remember one thing, today we're talking about assuming bad and assuming good, having good thoughts and having bad thoughts. Now, someone might be thinking that, brother, look, someone has answered my call. Someone, there was blue ticks, he still came online, but he never answered my message. And you know, a thought will naturally come. Remember, the thought that will naturally come, Alhamdulillah, Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahim. You won't be sinned for that particular action. But then if you actually acknowledge that thought, yeah, brother, this is why. This is why he's not done this. This person is a bad person. This person, he steals money. This person has got 3-4 houses. I know where his money comes from. If you actually acknowledge this thought and then you start to pursue this further, then this is when you will continue to become sinned. So dear viewers, if a thought comes to your mind, ignore it and try to think positive. And then inshallah, you will see blessings in this world and you will see blessings in the hereafter. Now, in regards to badgumani, we have spoken about this today, that what's the benefit of thinking positive and what's the harms in thinking negative. Now, what are some solutions that we can do so we can refrain from negative thinking? The first one I've just mentioned a short while ago, that if a negative thought comes to your mind, ignore it and try to overcome that thought with the positive thought. Now, for example, let's use the blue ticks for an example, that someone's seen your message and he hasn't responded. Now, a thought has come to your mind that, look, this person, he's so arrogant that he hasn't even responded to my message. This thought has come naturally to your heart. Don't take this further. Think to yourself, no. This person is not arrogant. Maybe his battery has died. Maybe he was about to answer my message. Maybe his mother called him. Maybe his father called him. Maybe something happened in the house. Maybe some sort of accident happened that he was about to respond and he couldn't respond back to me. So always think, overcome a negative thought with a positive thought, inshallah. The second point, which is a cure to majority of our problems, it's a cure to all our health problems, whether it's physical problems, whether it's spiritual problems, whether it's issues related to the heart. It's one solution to all our problems, inshallah. And what's that solution? Make dua in the court of Allah. Allah is Kareem. Allah is Rahim. Request in the court of Allah, that Ya Allah Azawajal, Ya Allah, I keep thinking negative for my Muslim brother, my Muslim sister. Ya Allah Azawajal, remove this difficulty from me. Ya Allah Azawajal, allow me to think positive. Maybe it's the time of acceptance. Your dua is accepted. And inshallah Azawajal, this particular evil action will be removed from you, inshallah Azawajal. So continue, whether it's a physical problem, whether it's a spiritual problem, whatever the problem is, make dua in the court of Allah. Allah is Kareem, Allah is Rahim. Allah will remove your difficulties, inshallah Azawajal. And the final point, final solution to try to get rid of these problems that we have. One wazifa that inshallah Azawajal we can read on a daily basis. It's mentioned that the person who recites, A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim, whoever recites this 10 times daily, then Allah Azawajal, he will appoint an angel who will protect this person from shaitan, inshallah. You know, these evil thoughts that come to our mind, thinking evil for other people, these are from shaitan. So if we recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim every day 10 times, inshallah Azawajal, inshallah an angel will be appointed for us who will protect us from shaitan. And we should try to recite this every day. Whenever you wake up, inshallah, try to recite A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim 10 times, inshallah. Literally, it'll take you 1 minute. It'll take you half a minute. It'll take you 2 minutes maximum. But look at the reward. The whole day, inshallah, an angel will be appointed towards you. And this angel will protect you from shaitan. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today we have heard the blessings of thinking positive and we have heard about the harms of thinking negative. One final request I have for you, inshallah, is there's many sins, many evils relate to the heart. Alhamdulillah, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Aliya, every Saturday evening, mashallah, he conducts a weekly Madani Muzakara. He talks about the problems of the heart. He talks about other problems that we face, as well as answer questions in related to today's society. So dear viewers, every Saturday, inshallah, Azawajal, watch the Madani Muzakara of Amir al-Sunnat. Inshallah, you will see blessings in this world and you will see blessings in hereafter. Please keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, make me how you want me to be.
to be.